It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
It will be Mount Tom's basketball to start this final period as they trail Jonesboro 47-28 right before the buzzer. Marion Wilson was able to get a three-pointer off to push the Hurricane advantage up to 19. It will be Talon Benton triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. He'll give it to Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt. We are back underway for these last 8 minutes. Gilbert into the front court, drills to the right side, near the corner. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Bashir's near the elbow. Or on the left side, it goes to Benton. Up top to Jones. Jones is going to drill toward the left elbow. Kicks up top to Bashir's. Over the right side goes to Gilbert, and a foul. Well, nope, I'm just a stoppage of play. Just Matt Jones is hobbling a little bit. We'll try to walk it off. Or are they going to take him out of the game? Yes, they will. He's going to come out. He's going to be replaced by Baylor Cresselius. And now for Jonesboro, Kyle Moore will check back in as Kevin Pointer takes a seat. 7:37 left to play in the game, so Mount Tom will inbound on the near sideline. Benton gets into Gilbert. Back to Benton on the right wing. Loses the handle of the ball. Now ball goes up top to Cresselius. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going down towards lane, but he's going to be fouled. Well before he gets the layup attempt. That foul is on Brody Williams, his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Jonesboro. That's their last foul they had to give. Benton inbounds it to Cresselius up the top. 47-28, Jonesboro leading it. Ball goes to Gilbert. He throws over to Peters on the right side. Now he's going down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Colton Peters with 4 points. 47-30, Jonesboro on top. Here is Wilson with it. He's going down towards the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Talon Benton. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Bombers. 7:06 left to play as Wilson will inbound it on the baseline. Wilson trying to figure out where to go with it. Now it finally gets in to in the corner to right corner to Brody Williams. Ball goes up top to McBride. Now Wilson has it up at the top. Now he'll give it to Moore over on the left side to McCullough. He's going down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Moore. Over to McBride on the left wing. His three-pointer is up and in. 23 points for Keelan McBride. 50-30, Jonesboro leading it. Over 6.5 minutes left to play. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. He'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Benton on the left. Now Benton going down into the lane, finding Gilbert there in the paint. He's going to dribble back up to the top. Now goes to the right side. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now a foul away from the ball on Jonesboro. With 6:14 left to play. And now I believe a one-on-one's coming up. Brody Williams picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 7. Against Jonesboro. He and Wilson are both going to check out of the game, being replaced by Lamar Washington and Mercedes Leach. And for Mount Tom, Talon Benton and Bailey Cresselius are heading to the bench as they're replaced by Hunter Bashir's, I'm sorry, by Colton Peters and Bennett Pinson. The free throw for Hunter Bashir's is up. No good. He misses the front end of the one-on-one, and the rebound is controlled by Jonesboro. A little over 6 minutes left to play. Here's Leach with it. Throws over to Moore on the left side. Now gives it to McBride, and a foul away from the ball called on Mountain Home. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. 5:58 left to play. As Wilson will trigger, I'm sorry, McBride will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it in to Moore. He dribbles out to the right wing, gives it there to McCullough. Up top to McBride. Now Leach has it up at the top, throws over to McCullough on the left wing. Down to McBride in the corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Throws it up top to Moore. Over to McCullough on the right side. Now up top to Leach. Over on the left now to Washington. Now up top to Moore. Over to McBride on the right wing. He'll take the screen, pull up for another three-pointer. Good. 26 points for Keelan McBride. 5:02 left to play in the first half. In the game. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5 minutes left of the game. It is Jonesboro leading Mount Tom 53-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to your banking needs, you certainly have a choice. When you choose to bank local, you're choosing to support your local community, your local economy, your friends, and neighbors. At Integrity First Bank, we are proud to be the only local bank headquartered right here in Mountain Home. Stop in and visit us at 502 South Hickory or visit us online to learn more about how Integrity First Bank has been serving our local friends and neighbors in Baxter and Marion counties since 1963. We value our hometown relationships, our community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Now, Mount Tom took their second time out of the night with 5 minutes left to play in the game as they trailed Jonesboro 53-30. Man, how about Keelan McBride? 26 points, 24 of those coming from three-point range, the other two from the charity stripe. I think he's only missed one three-point attempt tonight. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Bashirs. He'll walk it into the front court. Throws over to Pinson in the left corner. Now ball goes up top to Bashirs. Back to Pinson on the wing. He's going to try for the three-pointer on the left side. No good. Kyle Moore gets the rebound, and back comes Jonesboro. McBride quickly into the front court. Throws over to McCullough in the right corner. Dribbles up to the wing. Now gives it to McBride. Now Leach has it up at the top. Now back to McBride. McBride sets up the offense. Now gives it back to Leach. Over to Moore on the left side. Now ball goes up top to Washington. Over on the right side to McCullough. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this game. A 23-point Jonesboro advantage. Ball goes up top to Leach. He's going down towards the lane. He's going to be fouled from behind. Another intentional foul? Wow. That is unbelievable. Colton Peters just got called for the intentional foul. That's Mount Tom's second intentional foul of the night. His fourth personal foul, team foul number five. So it will be two shots from Mercedes Leach, and Jonesboro will keep the ball after that. So Mercedes Leach at the free throw line, where so far he's one of one with 8 points. So Leach's first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Leach, and then Jonesboro will inbound it on the far sideline. Leach's second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two. He has 9 points. Amarian Wilson and Kevin Pointer checking back in for Jonesboro as Kyle Moore and Keelan McBride will take a seat. Oh, okay, I thought they were going to inbound on the sideline. They're actually going to inbound on the baseline. 3:59 left, 54-30. Jonesboro leading it. And now a technical foul is going to be called on Mercedes Leach. So Jonesboro won't inbound it. Mount Tom will have two free throws, and then they'll get the ball with 3:59 left. Wyatt Gilbert will shoot the free throws. Mercedes Leach, and technical fouls do count as personals, so that is Leach's third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So Wyatt Gilbert goes back to the other end, goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot rolls around and goes in. So he's now double figures with 10. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. I don't know what Leach said, but whatever it was, I guess warranted a tackle. 11 points for Wyatt Gilbert. Leach is Leach went to the bench. He's getting an earful from head coach Wes Swift. Peters going to head to the bench for Mountain Home and see who replaces him, maybe Luke Cruz. But here's Gilbert taking the inbound pass, dribbling to the right wing. Less than 4 minutes. Gilbert dribbling to the corner, going pull up for the jumper. No good. Pinson tried to get the offensive rebound, couldn't handle it, goes out of bounds, and it will be Jonesboro getting the ball back with 3:49 left to play. Here is Wilson into the front court for the Hurricane. Throws over on the right side to Williams. I believe he's the one that checked in for Leach a moment ago. His pass down low block, knocked away, and stolen by Mountain Home. 10th turnover of the night against Jonesboro. Here's Gilbert throwing it up top to Cruz. Tried to force it down to Cresselius. Ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touched, I believe, by Mountain Home. And now coming in for Mountain Home is Abe Crawford for the first time tonight as he replaces... it's going to be Luke Cruz he's going to replace. 3:21 left to play in the game. Hunter Bashir's inbounds to Wyatt Gilbert. Crawford, by the way, a 6-foot junior. Gilbert has the ball on the right wing. Now he's going down into the lane. He'll pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 13 points. 3:08 left to play in the game. 54-34, Hurricane leading it. Wilson into the front court. I was kind of surprised. I thought that when that ball went out of bounds, it was last touched by Mountain Home, but they said it was last touched by Jonesboro. Wilson tried a jumper at the free throw line. No good. Mountain Home gets the rebound, but they turn it over near the half-court stripe. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home. Here is McCullough with it up top. A little over 2.5 minutes left. Ball goes over on the right side to Williams. Now up top to Wilson. Now McCullough has it near the top. He'll give it to Williams. Now Washington has it up at the top. Over on the left side now to Pointer. He'll throw it on the right to Wilson. 2:16 left. Wilson takes the screen. Drills toward the right elbow. Losing handle of the ball, but Williams is there to keep possession for Jonesboro. 2:06 left. Ball goes up top to Washington. Now Washington drills to the elbow. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Bashir's. 11th turnover against Jonesboro. Bashir's going back the other way for the easy layup. Good. Hunter Bashir's with his first 2 points of the night. And now Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. And we'll break with 1:49 left to play in the game. Jonesboro leading Mount Holmes 54-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to your banking needs, you certainly have a choice. When you choose to bank local, you're choosing to support your local community, your local economy, your friends, and neighbors. At Integrity First Bank, we are proud to be the only local bank headquartered right here in Mountain Home. Stop in and visit us at 502 South Hickory or visit us online to learn more about how Integrity First Bank has been serving our local friends and neighbors in Baxter and Marion counties since 1963. We value our hometown relationships, our community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Well, Mountain Home brought in a couple more subs during that timeout. Brandon Morris and Dawson Tabor. Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. Morris, a 6'3 sophomore as well. Here is McCullough throwing it over to Wilson on the right side. He'll give it to Williams. Now back to Wilson. Now Williams has it once again. 1:16 left. It's an 18-point lead for Jonesboro. Here is Washington with it. He's going to dribble down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Lamar Washington with his first 2 points of the night. 56-36, Jonesboro leading it with a minute left. Here's Morris with it on the left side. He's going to dribble toward the free throw line, pull up for the jumper. Good. And now another substitution coming in for Mountain Home. Brandon Morris with his first 2 points of the night. And that is going to be for Mountain Home coming into the game. And second, that is, well, hang on, it'll take me a moment to find that on my roster, so give me just a moment. Ball goes over for Jonesboro on the right side now. Now here's Williams with it, throwing it to Washington, 30 seconds. Ball's up top right now, 23. And ball is knocked away, and but a foul's going to be called on Bennett Pinson with 17 and a half seconds left. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. So that was the last foul they had to give. Inbound pass goes to Kevin Pointer in the left corner. 12 seconds left. Ball goes over on the right side. Well, now over on the right side goes to Washington. They're just going to run out the clock, and that's going to end this game out. And Jonesboro is going to get the 18-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falling to Jonesboro 56-38. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.